the word go forth.
Fool me once.
Are you fired up?
I'm not a crook.
Are you ready to go?
Shame on you.
It's Abe Lincoln's Top Hat, hosted by Ben Kissel.
Boom, we can't get fooled again.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here, hanging out with Fernando.
Hi, Ben.
And Travis Irvine.
Hello, Ben.
Hope everyone is doing well out there. We're excited to bring you the craziest news of the week, a.k.a. just the news.
It's just news.
The Satanic Panic.
Woo.
Are you getting scared?
I'm scared.
Back, and it's back in full force. Politicians like Carrie Lake, of course, she is running for Senate in Arizona. It's a heated primary. She says she's up by 11 points, but can we trust her? Absolutely not. Her followers, they decided to go to PetSmart, or at the very least one of her followers,
right,
decided to go to PetSmart and rage against that gay pride
I'm
flag.
I'm mighty proud of that ragged gay flag.
Absolutely, as you should be. Why not? It's a flag, and the most offensive thing you can do to the flag is when you take the American flag with the 50 stars, change the colors to black and blue, and make it seem like it's only for fascism as opposed to freedom. We're going to talk about that. We also have an update on Brittany Griner. What's going on? There has been a swap. Now, again, I'm happy she's free. There's going to be another American freed along with her. They will be receiving, by they, I mean the Russians, a man who is known for murder.
Yeah, merchant of death, they call him.
The merchant of death.
For Brittany Griner. Seems like a fair trade.
But you know what? Whatever it takes to bring her back, it is what it is. The merchant of death, he can go and live a horrible life in Russia.
Yeah, it's going to be bad, buddy.
Whatever. So we'll get to all those stories, plus more, of course, updates on what's going on in Ohio and across this country. But first, the Satanic Panic, of course, being brought to you by politicians like Carrie Lake. She's running for governor in the weird state of Arizona. We'll see what happens if she wins. She might just denounce the entire victory and say, see?
Right, yeah.
It proves it's all a fraud.
It's like when William Buckley ran for mayor of New York City and said, they asked him, what happens if you win? He's like, I'm going to demand a recount. Seems like that's what she's going to do.
Absolutely. So let's play a clip of Carrie Lake, followed by Carrie Lake's supporter at a PetSmart who just cannot handle dealing with the sight of a pride flag. But I want you to listen when we play the clip of the fanboy of Carrie Lake to the reasons why. Because when I mentioned the Satanic Panic, a lot of what he says was the verbiage that we heard in the late 80s and 90s when it comes to the far religious right, claiming that anyone who was against them was a pedophile and a member of some bizarre cabal, despite the fact we have a recent vote that shows many of the people who are promoting the Satanic Panic have no problem with child sex trafficking, specifically Butthead himself, Matt Gaetz. But let's play Carrie Lake, and I also want to remind people, this is not to be messed with. She's crazy. But if she does get to the general, we'll play some clip again of her fan. Her audience is nuts, and they do show up. So if you're a Democrat in Arizona, don't play games here.
No games.
This woman is absolutely toxic and, dare I say, batshit crazy. You don't want her to be head of your HOA, and you certainly don't want her to be head of your state. Let's play Carrie Lake.
That's why I always bring up the election. It's funny, I talked to President Trump, he goes, I love it. No matter what I ask you, you always bring it right back to the election. I can ask you what the weather's like in Arizona, and you'll say, well, it's nice, but how do I enjoy it when our elections are stolen and we don't have a country? Carrie, how are the kids doing? Well, you know, Leo just graduated, but I'm worried about him because our elections are rotten and dirty and filthy, and we don't have a country.
How'd you do that?
We need to do that. We need to explain to people because not everyone is as educated as we are. I have dug through all of the evidence.
She's dug through it.
She's like a dog.
She is. She's a little
smart.
She's a little truffle hog for evidence of the election being stolen, of course, in which there is none.
Truffle, you know, a truffle pig does it for like sustenance. This is an obsession. This is a sickness.
There's something not right about this lady.
Putin, thanks her.
Yeah. Everyone, Trump thanks her.
Everyone thanks her that is not pro-America, because in order to get rid of this country, as she says, we don't have one already, you must first believe we don't have a democratic process.
Right.
This democratic republic relies solely on people believing one person, one vote, and that those votes matter. So for them to destabilize this country in such a way and pretend as if our votes don't count is absolutely in the Putin playbook for total destruction of this nation. Yep, that's why these people are anti-American. That's why these people don't belong in office. And that's why Donald Trump and his rhetoric has hurt this country immensely. They've done more to demonize our political process than any adversary we could ever imagine, because the call is coming from within the House.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she said it right there. She can't even focus on the weather and her kids without thinking about the quote-unquote stolen election.
Right. Also, what a horrible mom. How's your son doing? Yeah, it'd be better if they didn't fucking steal the election. Yeah.
He's 18, he can vote now, but it don't matter. Arizona, I mean, with this lady, again, primary's coming up. Please don't let her win. Again, we talked about last show, Democrats flipping to the Republican side to vote for the crazy person. Don't do that either.
Right.
Arizona's already got so many batshit crazy Congress people. You got your Paul Gosars. You got that Lesko lady who said she'd murder her own grandchildren.
Right. Well, to protect their rights.
Oh, okay. Never mind. She's
for
fine.
The guns.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just, I mean, they've gone a long way since old John McCain days.
Yes,
and
they have.
If this one becomes their nominee, Lord help the folks in Arizona.
And of course, John McCain, you can disagree with his politics, you can disagree with policy, you can disagree with his war hawk stances. These are things that were debated, but we are now debating such unbelievable vital cornerstones of our democracy. And these things cannot be. We need to have one universal truth.
Right.
And in the case of our political life, it has to be, again, that elections are free, elections are fair. Now, as we've seen, there has been some problems in the past with voting booths, voting closures.
Right.
I mean, hell, both sides are complicit in some ways, not quite nearly as much for the left as the right in this case, simply because they had a sitting president in Donald Trump proclaiming that our election was fraudulent, despite, again, zero evidence. And the majority of people that even supported him within his White House said, buddy, we just got to move on. Try again in 4 years.
Right.
Naturally, of course, because he is such an impulsive child who only loves ketchup on his steak, not even A1. He didn't realize how negative the effects of January 6th were going to be on his political future. And I'm not saying the guy can't win. God knows this country is a little bit nuts right now. But nonetheless, I think it was a net negative as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't forget, voter suppression is real. I mean,
yes, absolutely. We talked about vote flipping, vote stripping. These things exist. Absolutely. But they don't exist in the way that these people are talking about it existing.
Right.
It's the same thing we're going to talk about with the satanic panic. It's the same thing we're going to talk about with pedophilia. Oftentimes, it's the man who is proclaiming everyone else a pedophile that is indeed a person, again, who votes to allow human sex trafficking to continue.
Oh, mind blown.
It's the Lindsey Grahams of the world, ham and biscuits, y'all.
Ham and biscuits, y'all.
Being gay is just gross.
It's gross.
It's gross.
I'm going to Chick-fil-A to get me another sandwich.
Oh, my gosh. Hate that, man.
All right. So let's play this clip of Ethan Schmidt. Now, Ethan Schmidt, he's a dude. This is an example of your run-of-the-mill voter.
Carrie Lake supporter.
Carrie Lake supporter. He goes to a PetSmart. I have a feeling the only gerbil he ever had got stuck up his asshole at some point, which is why he probably hates gay people, because he thinks they act just like him.
I need to get another gerbil. Can't find mine. Got lost up there.
Have you looked in the toilet?
Oh, God, Mr. Squiggles.
It's not just a clever name. It's also an activity. So he goes, talks to this PetSmart employee who you know is making $7.99 an hour.
Oh, that poor girl.
Who just wants to sell you dog food and have you get the hell out.
Yeah.
He sees a tiny pride flag, unlike the massive Trump flags that are waving from pickup trucks and family minivans all over this country. And the conservative tears that he cries, much like that song, he could cry an ocean because he just can't handle seeing colors collected on a flag that he infers to be pro-pedophilia. Let's play Ethan Schmidt yelling at a PetSmart employee who I think handles this absolutely perfectly from top to bottom.
Mm.
I'm just curious, what is that flag right there? That flag? What is that?
Flag? I think it's a pride flag.
Can you take it down, please, right now?
For what purpose?
Because it offends me greatly.
Can I get a manager up to the front, please?
Yeah, that stuff is satanic. We can't have that.
Can I get a manager?
Especially at
PetSmart. It's satanic. I love that. I remember hell being full of rainbows. I remember that.
Especially at PetSmart.
Is that a manager? Yes.
Okay.
Those dogs are gay.
Maybe they sell chihuahuas.
And then this fellow, you see...
Excuse me, what is that flag right there?
That's a pride flag.
Can you take that down, please?
No, PetSmart supports belonging, which includes for LGBT.
So you support pedophilia and child sexualization? Because that's what that stands for, man. They're sexualizing kids with that flag, man.
Well,
so I feel I'm very offended, and I would like it to be taken down.
Well, we're going to ask...
Respect your customers and please take it down.
I don't think he bought it.
We aren't going to. We are supportive of LGBTQ plus people here, so we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Do you know what the real... That's the rainbow of Satan. The real rainbow is from God. The real rainbow is from God, man. That's the rainbow of Satan. So it's very offensive to me.
Very good. Thank you for coming by and sharing that with us, but we'll...
You don't support it, do you?
I do support it. Yes.
You support sexualization
of
the children?
LGBTQ.
Do you know what they're doing to the kids, right? They're
We're asking you to leave.
You're breaking the law now because we've asked you to leave and you aren't.
They're sexualizing kids that with that propaganda. It's disgusting. Our country is going downhill because of it.
Jamie, can I get you to the front, please?
We're asking them to leave.
Wow, Petco sexualizes kids. They support the sexualization of kids. Wow. Yeah, you guys are promoting the pride flag, which is satanic.
Hey, you gotta go, bud. Come on. We don't need it here. And you don't need to film me either. It's cool, but we don't need it. I mean, you want to stand outside, that's cool, but we don't need it.
Okay.
And yeah, we're gonna have the pride flag up. We have it all over our store.
Okay. So you guys support the sexualization of kids?
It's not gonna get into you.
You guys support sexualizing kids?
You can go. I can call
shame
the police.
On you. Shame on you. Shame on you guys. Seriously.
Okay.
Shame
that's cool.
On,
thank you. I appreciate
shame on Petco.
I appreciate it. This is Petco.
Shame on Petco. It's also PetSmart. You don't even know where you are.
Smart,
he's at
dipshit.
A PetSmart, not a Petco, who has enough time in their day.
Exactly.
This is a 2 minutes.
Exactly.
It's a 2 minute clip, too.
And you know he went everywhere in town. And
looking,
if he even saw a rainbow in the sky, he would scream at the heavens.
You're not God's rainbow. You're the devil's rainbow, Sky.
So when it comes to the satanic panic, obviously it was characterized by fearful media depictions of godless teenagers and deviant music, and of course the media that was being consumed. This was something that was taken so seriously, it led to the arrest of multiple people, perhaps most famously, the West Memphis Three. So what he is saying, with perhaps unbeknownst to him, or perhaps it is knownst to him, I'm not sure what the opposite of that is it hyper dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
Because what he is doing is classifying a group of people that then he believes to be pedophiles, which then means they can be round up, imprisoned, and of course, if he infers that because you're gay, it equals pedophilia, this is how you get concentration camps.
Right. In America, this is ridiculous, but remember, these kinds of thoughts, they go to Africa, these kinds of thoughts go to other places where, you know, Catholic word is law.
Sure.
And, you know, or not just Catholic word, where certain word is law. And it becomes very dangerous. Exactly what Ben is saying. People die because of this type of rhetoric.
Absolutely. And of course, again, ironically enough, the people that this man supports are the ones who actively support legislation, or do not support legislation, rather, that would stop human sex trafficking from occurring. So there
he's a Kerry Lake supporter, this fella.
This guy is a Kerry Lake supporter. So there was recently legislation that was put forth. It was titled the Frederick Douglass Trafficking Victims Prevention and Protection Reauthorization Act. So it's reauthorization. It passed 401 to 20 in the House. The only opposition was from Republicans. 8 Republicans and 1 Democrat did not vote. So the Republicans that said no can do. What's wrong with human sex trafficking is a list of dipshits that reads like everyone who was picked last in dodgeball.
Yeah.
And you can tell these people have some vendetta because something happened in their life where they just continually rage against a bullshit machine that they are a part of making it worse.
Yeah. I mean, if this is like the lowest bar that you can do as an elected official. Just
absolutely.
Like, yeah, vote against human trafficking. Vote against sex trafficking. But they can't even bring themselves to do that. And I imagine they cited some like liberty reasons or something. I don't even know why.
The liberty for them to rape children.
Ah, there it is.
Which, of course, is the ultimate liberty in their eyes. We think, obviously, that's a bit hyperbolic until, of course, you actually see the fact that many of these politicians, all of them that we're about to list, are pro-forced birth. Even if the child is 10 years old, the Indiana AG, in the case of the Ohio girl that was raped at 10 years old, that went to from Ohio, of course, that went to Indiana for the abortion. Mm-hmm. He is now going forward with investigating and potentially prosecuting the abortion provider, again, of a rape victim that is 10 years old. Right. There was another case from last year that was brought to our attention from Ohio where a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old were raped by a family member. Again, these are the reasons why you can't have draconian laws that blanket or outlaw certain things because we don't know what other people are going through and the government should stay the F out of it.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of reporters are pointing out, that this is not the beginning, but it's just the beginning of a lot of these stories getting out, you know, these unfortunate situations. I mean, they pointed out, even though the Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost couldn't find this information himself as the chief law enforcement officer of the state, reporters were able to find that even as recently as 2020, 52 children under the age of 15 needed an abortion procedure or a medical procedure pertaining to an abortion need. That means one a week, basically.
Right.
Wow.
One a week in Ohio as of 2020, children getting raped and getting pregnant as a result of that rape and needing a procedure. These Republicans don't understand, I think, fully what they've done.
Or, again, they do, and they're legitimately trying to protect themselves.
Which is even worse.
Absolutely so and gross. Utterly disgusting. All right. Well, let's play a clip of Matt Gaetz. Now, Matt Gaetz is talking about abortion protesters. Now, again, this is about forced birth. This literally is going to kill people. This is not that complex of an issue. Everyone has it's not complex in the sense of choice. Right. Because everyone has individual situations that I am not privy to. As I've said on episodes past, most nights I drink a little bit of vodka and I play John Madden football.
Oh.
So I don't know what you're doing.
Right. That's
and I don't
your
know
life.
What you're, that's, yeah. that's my life. Yeah. And then your life is entirely different. And my heart breaks for the people that have been abused, whatever it might be. I was just talking to my GF she was mentioning how in Texas, you no longer can get Plan B over the counter.
Right.
It's disgusting.
That's the thing.
And Plan B is just so the sperm doesn't I don't know much about anything on this, but
you're about right.
So the sperm doesn't stick to
that's
the
it.
Uterus.
That's it.
So it's not even an abortion.
No. Right.
By even the most fanatical of descriptions.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these hardcore anti-abortion folks, I mean, with Ohio, that was just a six-week ban. And of course, that poor 10-year-old girl, she was 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant. That's why they had to send her to Indiana. But now they're going to keep going. They want to ban contraception. They want to define life at beginning at conception, which for them, again, basically, they just want to ban fucking.
And of course, Matt Gaetz, to Matt Gaetz, life begins after I have sex with you.
Oh, no.
So let's play Matt Gaetz talking about protesters and people who just kind of want the rights and autonomy over their own body. This is what this moron has to say.
I think back to like how we viewed protest, at least how I did growing up. You saw people protesting Vietnam. They held up signs that said, make love, not war.
Oh, no.
And it seems the people protesting for abortion could make neither.
Whoa, oh my God.
You can tell he's so proud of that line. There's no way he was growing up during the Vietnam War.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way. You saw videos of people. He basically took a quote from a sign from the Vietnam era, which he did not grow up during.
No, he did not, because Matt Gaetz, for those that don't know, he is 40 years old.
He's a grown man.
So he was born in 1980 or 1981. I'm 41, so 1981, maybe even 1982. Mm-hmm. Either way, he was not around
when right. they were protesting right. the Vietnam War because he was not alive.
He was just very excited for that line that someone wrote for him.
Also, it doesn't make any sense because the people who would, in this case, want abortions are obviously having sex with each other.
They're making so much love.
They're clearly. Making sweet, so much sweet love. Mm.
Maybe he really doesn't know where babies come from and sex for him is just molesting children.
Oh, it that could really, be. Maybe that's it. That's yeah. honestly, it's like the priests. That's what they, yeah. they just assume that that's what it, how it works.
And of course, these statements, they're not even jokes,
they're not.
About Matt Gaetz are because he is currently under investigation by the Department of Justice for sex trafficking allegations involving a minor. So
I'm laughing because it's a panic response.
Because it's the right. only thing we can do, right?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Go to PetSmart and scream because I don't know.
You have
know.
A picture of Matt Gaetz that represents pedophilia.
What?
I'm offended.
What?
Take down that picture of Matt Gaetz.
Oh, man. I remember when the rainbow was just something that I would see after I killed a bunch of Viet Cong.
Oh, no. Make love and rainbows.
This is a list of the people who, again, voted against this piece of legislation, the Frederick Douglass Trafficking Victims Prevention and Protection Reauthorization Act. The list goes Representative Brian Babin out of Texas.
Hmm.
Andy Biggs out of Arizona. You'll know Andy
that's
Biggs.
That's he the other crazy Arizona guy.
He gave a couple of tours of the Capitol just hours before the insurrection. And I don't know, the people that he was giving a tour with seemed to ask interesting questions about, like, so if I was going to go sniff AOC shoes, what's the best elevator to get up to her office?
You're wanting to use Elevator 5.
Elevator 5. Fantastic. They were taking pictures of things that no one who is visiting takes pictures of,
right.
such as doorways and other innocuous things,
right.
unless you're planning to invade a day after. Babin, Biggs, and to continue with the bees, Lauren Boebert,
oh, of course,
out of Colorado,
because right. of course she married a sex
right.
predator.
Yes, he exposed revealed, himself to those 13-year-olds
at
yes.
a bowling alley,
yep.
and then she married him anyway.
Well,
family values.
Love is love.
Make love, and bowling.
And make love and bowling. Lauren Boebert was like, those kids should be lucky because that's why I married him. He's
oh,
a big hog.
God. Oh no,
he's got a hog.
She's going to hell.
Boebert.
Yeah.
Mo Brooks, another
that
one.
Guy.
These are all the insurrection wing of the Republican Party.
Pro-insurrection, pro-pedophilia. What else?
Ken Buck out of Colorado.
I remember that guy.
Andrew Clyde, Louie Gohmert, Paul Gozer, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Jeez.
Andy Harris, Jody Heiss, Thomas Massie, who I don't... Thomas Massie fancies himself a libertarian.
I know.
But I don't understand what's libertarian about aiding and abetting a person having their autonomy stripped by a human sex trafficking peddler.
Right. I'm
what about that person's rights? What about the victim's rights who is being trafficked?
I'm a little disappointed in Representative Thomas Massie.
He's gone crazy. Now he's just taking pictures with his whole family with AR-15s.
Right.
Again, not
guns.
Treating the gun with respect.
Right.
It should be in a lockbox. It should be in a safe space.
Right.
Show some goddamn respect if you really love your guns so
right.
much. Tom McClintock, Mary Miller, Troy Nels, Ralph Norman, Scott Perry, Chip Roy out of Texas.
Of course.
And Van Taylor also out of Texas. The bill calls for allocating more than $1.1 billion over 5 years to reapprove and bolster programs that were created under the Trafficking Victims Protection Act of 2000.
Wow.
Now, I believe that that would be authorized under a Republican administration.
Mm-hmm.
George W. Bush, this was one thing, I suppose, that he didn't do wrong.
Yay.
And we'll go with that's about it.
That's about it.
It's not exactly a far left piece of legislation.
Right.
This is what Matt Gaetz had to say. He says, the government's failure to accurately and specifically define human trafficking allows this legislation to act as a backdoor loophole for illegal immigration and amnesty.
Oh.
The bill also costs over $500 million to implement and gives more taxpayer money to overfunded, inefficient grant programs.
Oh, my God. And
wow.
I was told there was going to be more teenage girls here.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. So their stance on this, the Tea Party wing of the insurrection-loving Republican wing of the Republican Party, is that it's a loophole for illegal immigration and more money into inefficient grant programs. I guess Matt Gaetz would know that it's inefficient because he got through the loophole and got his 17-year-old girlfriend across all kinds of borders.
Yeah, he knows how to get them 17-year-old here quick.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, a loophole is just what he calls the sexual parts of a teenage girl.
Oh, golly.
It is unbelievable. Again, the hypocrisy that is coming from these specific people.
Mm-hmm.
And not to generalize, it's just this is an example, or this is this piece of legislation and their vote on said piece of legislation is an example of how they think, where their morality is, and where their interest lies. Also, the audacity that he's going to say this is because of money, when all of these schmucks allocate $800 billion a year for the fucking Pentagon, when they allocate funds upon funds upon funds for random nefarious things that they support.
The wall.
The wall, this colossal waste of money that happens all across the board. It is just such a pathetic cliche when all of a sudden, when it comes to a sex trafficking law, they say, well, can't we be fiscally conservative on this?
Right.
Even Rand Paul. Oh, no, I guess this was in the House. So Rand Paul didn't have anything to do with it. And then I will see how if it does go over to the Senate here, we'll see how he votes.
I mean, it passed the House overwhelmingly. Yes. The only 20 people to vote against it were the folks that you just read there. And, of course, Matt Gaetz, who is under investigation for, again, human trafficking, sex trafficking of a minor. So you never know with this Republican Party. They keep you on your toes.
They really do. And of course, if you're young enough, they'll keep you on your knees. It would also allocate it would also allocate $35 million each fiscal year. This is a 5-year bill, right? Mm-hmm. It's 5 years. And again, if you take the $1.1 billion over 5 years, it's not that much money. Yeah. And it's my money. If it's, it's my tax dollars, this is a fine way to allocate them because I ain't getting the goddamn money back.
Right.
So at least help out people who are being victims of sex trafficking. Also, it would allocate $35 million each fiscal year for housing options for women that are living with their abusers that just simply can't afford to get out.
So good things, all amazing good things that we need in this country to help out people experiencing this type of hardship.
Forced birth, forced making people stay with their abusers, and forced trafficking. I just don't understand. And again, that's why these are the people that are constantly talking about the left is full of pedophiles and Mitt Romney, he's a pedophile too. Anyone who's not a Trumper is a pedophile. Again, the call is coming from within the House, and all of that is simple and utter deflection.
I hate the gatekeeping. It's like, you know, especially how they tie illegal immigration to amnesty. Those are two different things.
Absolutely.
Amnesty is the reason your ancestors are here, Ben. Amnesty is the reason your ancestors are here, Travis. Mm. And Matt and all the Gates and all the everyone who isn't a Native American. Mm-hmm. They're here because of amnesty. Mm-hmm. And so it's gatekeeping. It's you're in and now you're going to close the door behind you. That's so messed up.
It's Matt really Gaetz, so it's gateskeeping even.
It is indeed absolutely correct. So we'll keep you up to date on what's going on there. And hopefully this is a wake-up call to anyone who is out there proclaiming themselves to be a lover of children, that the people you may be supporting if you're in the Trump wing of the Republican Party are the exact person that you're proclaiming to hate.
Right. They were very quick to point out that Clinton was on the Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein going to his island. But don't forget, Trump also had several logs in that plane onto that island. So
at best, we can say they're all fucking disgusting and we need a total overhaul.
I agree.
That'd be great.
But we cannot just say that one side is worse than the other.
Nah.
Because in this case, the one side that is worse when it comes to the vote, when it comes to the vote on this piece of legislation, is the 20 Republicans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the one perhaps closet Democrat pedophile who was just like, I'm going to sit this out. God, but my God, the numbers don't lie.
There were people who just didn't vote on that either.
You know, I haven't made up my mind.
Yeah.
I haven't made up my mind.
Yeah, I think I could still win without voting on this.
I said it, what, 2 years ago on this show or a year or whatever? If you don't vote, you shouldn't get paid. Yeah. That's your job.
Right.
You're supposed to be there actively voting.
I would agree with you, except for they make it so goddamn difficult to vote in so many states that oftentimes you're working.
No, I meant the
oh, the politician.
Yes, yeah. That's their job. That's the senator supposed to sit there and vote. What were you doing on your day off?
You don't want to be divisive. You don't want to be divisive. And you know, the pedophile vote matters until they're arrested and they're felons and then they can't vote.
Right. No, exactly. The people who are paid to vote don't vote, and us who are trying to vote, we're just trying to get the right to vote.
Right.
Can't get the day off work. Can't get the right to vote. So.
Absolutely. This is according to Mark Short. This is what he had to say about Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz was allowed to speak at a convention that had a series of teenagers in it. He told CNN, he says, well, I don't know if Mike Pence will run for president in 2024, but I don't think Matt Gaetz will have an impact on that. In fact, I'd be surprised if he's still voting. It's more likely he'll be in prison for child trafficking by 2024. He goes on to say, and I'm actually surprised the Florida law enforcement still allows him to speak to teenage conferences, so I'm not too worried about what Matt Gaetz thinks. But again, do not take these people light, because they have real political sway. Mm-hmm. And as we learned with the PetSmart situation, that audio proves that their fan base is radical. They mm-hmm. are dedicated. And I'm going to give them, I'll even give them maybe a small benefit of the doubt that their hearts might be in the right place, but their brain is in the wrong one.
Sure.
I don't know. It reminds me of the person who went over to attack Comet Pizza. And if you listen to his live stream, he has kids. And he really was like, I'm going to go save kids. And it's like, yes, I want to save kids with you.
Yeah.
It's not happening there.
That. Yeah, right. It's not in the basement of the pizza place that Alex Jones told you about. Mm-hmm.
So why is this happening? You just mentioned Alex Jones, and that's such a great segue.
Oh, yeah? I know something about segues.
Yeah? Have you ever ridden a Segway?
They'll turn you gay. So no.
Yeah, I believe that.
Moving fast is gay.
Moving too fast is gay, folks. You're to hear first.
All right. So one of the reasons we live in this world of misinformation that has just become information, because, again, people go down the algorithm that they create and they think it's true, is because of someone like Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones, he was a fringe character for a long time. We used to almost enjoy laughing at him, and we almost thought some of his opinions were so over the top comical that other people would never take him seriously. And we could just laugh that he's the Bill Cooper of our time, and he's just they're making the frogs gay. That's really funny. And right. Like, oh, wow. After Sandy Hook, it all changed.
Right. Yes. During the Obama era, it all changed. Mm-hmm.
The Obama era was mostly him just calling Michelle Obama a man.
And then you're like, we're doctors on the show. Yeah. We've seen her Adam's apple. Her shoulders are too broad, folks.
Hillary's a demon, folks.
And it was too stupid to really be taken seriously until it's not. Of course, Alex Jones was someone that Steve Bannon hooked up with Donald Trump in 2015 for the 2016 election.
Roger Stone was a big part of that as well.
Roger Stone, a massive part of that, absolutely. And much like all pawns, Alex Jones was used perfectly by the Trump team, the Trump administration, and the Trump acolytes. Alex Jones fancies himself a smart man, even though when he's under oath, he admits he's a moron.
Right.
He's right. Been so used and so abused. He has been a willfully ignorant pawn for far right extremists. And I personally believe he's in so over his fucking head, he doesn't even know if he's, you know, climbing towards the surface or going closer to hell. Steve Bannon, on the other hand, is a political mastermind in a sense. Steve Bannon is hyper-focused on the America First policies. He's hyper-focused on his own individual goals. Let's not forget, again, the man now faces a year in prison for failing to appear in Congress. And of course, he was also arrested for his fraudulent Build the Wall Fund on a billionaire Chinese yacht.
Right.
So this man is a scoundrel. However, he does have some political power and political sway with the people that we just listened to that go into PetSmart and scream about flags that have colors on them that they don't like.
Yes.
And now Steve Bannon is giving Alex Jones the rub. Let's just play what Steve Bannon had to say about Alex Jones.
Which is stunning. If you look at the evidence of that and the facts, you are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This guy has summarized. He's pulled together.
All right. So again, InfoWars, the baby right. of Alex Jones. You can get your tactical baths there. You can get a whole series of other horrible products that are going to make your skin fall off as if you've done crocodile, because these people do not care about you. They are political grifters, and Alex Jones being praised by Steve Bannon just makes him feel so good. Mm-hmm. And I bet you even if he eats a bunch of chili, he's not going to forget that like he did his family.
Right. Folks, I'm never going to forget what Steve Bannon said. He said, I'm one of the great thinkers since the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember my own kids' names anymore, but Steve Bannon, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for telling the people like it is. And if you mail in 1776 right now, I will send you this false flag.
Again.
It's a real flag that's not real, and it's going to be an empty envelope, and it only is 1776.
You mentioned that before, and I actually bought it, and there was nothing in it.
Yeah, it was a false flag. You've been duped. You've been Alex Jones, baby. That's InfoWars.com. Check it out. 1776. False flag can be yours.
Well, he also, let's not forget, he sells some really fantastic things, such as Lung Cleanse Plus.
Right. That's if you get COVID because you're not vaccinated. You just drink this, and then in 10 days, your COVID goes away.
So it's like Mucinex.
I didn't hear what you said, and I don't agree with your assertion, but Mucinex is a great product as well, and if you want to buy that for me, I'll sell it to you.
I also see here you have a thing called DNA Force Plus.
What? Yes, that's for when, if you're Matt Gaetz and you're leaving evidence everywhere.
Yes.
You're going to want to clean that up, so you just use a little DNA Force, and you clean it up, and then all your DNA is right out of that crime scene.
Wow, I love that with your Patriot Rape Kit. That is just absolutely fantastic. He also has Brain Force Plus, Bodies, Winter Sun Plus, Vitamin D, and
right.
Don't worry, Alex, you also sell fluoride-free toothpaste.
That's right. It's also known at most health store food stores as Tom's from Maine toothpaste. Right. It just doesn't have fluoride in it. I just stole the recipe. That's all.
Yeah, it is a little liberal of you, isn't it?
Don't you ever say, 1776, I'm no Tom from Maine. I'm Alex from Texas.
It is amazing, the crossover of stupidity between the people who buy Goop and the people who go to InfoWars store. I've heard many people say that Alex Jones is the Gwyneth Paltrow for the far right because all he does sell is batshit crazy products and, of course, candles that smell like his cock.
Well, if you send $69.99, I will send you a candle that smells like batshit. Because you'll be batshit crazy, folks, for missing this price.
It's too little or too much of a thing can be bad.
Exactly. You're not wrong, whoever you are. I love you.
You really do, huh?
I love Fernando. He did a great job sneaking in over the border, which is why I want to give him a free tactical bath right now.
Oh, okay, you're going to waterboard him. Fantastic.
Yes, yeah.
The list of grifters continues. Now, there is no greater grifter, perhaps, than the best friend, former best friend of the aforementioned John McCain.
Ooh.
If John McCain could turn over in real life, I would assume he'd be turning over in his grave. Of course, John McCain, again, a man you can disagree with on policy, but it seemed as if, at the very least, he had a moral compass.
Right.
And he really did do certain things in Vietnam that I would never do.
Sure.
Because when I got detained for 24 hours in the tombs of New York for helping a person go through a turnstile because I had a drinking in public violation I didn't know about, as soon as they said, Kissel, I was out of there faster than a liquid dump after a Bud Light dinner. But he stayed. And so we have to give some credit to the character of John McCain. Mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham has just shown again and again and again that just like in the bedroom, his character is exceptionally flexible. And it is disheartening and disgusting.
He's not flexible. He's a bottom.
You think so?
No, he's an absolute bottom.
Why do you think that, Fernando?
As a gay man, you just know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it was the same thing with Roy Cohn, again, the main lawyer for McCarthy and a horrible piece of shit, someone that worked with Roger Stone.
Yeah,
as a
and
matter
Donald
of fact.
Trump.
And Donald Trump, a person that was a mentor to both of them, which means, of course, they had no morality or soul to begin with.
Right.
He was indeed a power bottom as well. Mm-hmm. So do you think it's something with receiving the... Is it... what does it mean?
I guess it's maybe about giving up control just in that. Because the rest of the time you're just craving power, but in the throes of ecstasy, you give up control.
Right. I mean, with Lindsey Graham, everyone knows from all the sex workers' accounts because of the ladybugs.
Right.
Right.
So he's showing them the hole.
He's showing them the ladybugs, and he's got to explain, those are my ladybugs. You don't need to stop scrubbing them. Stop scrubbing them. Ham and biscuits, y'all.
Ham and biscuits.
I didn't mean to detract, though, but he's a bottom.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, Marco Rubio is too. And John Kasich is an insatiable bottom.
Insatiable, huh?
I mean, he needs a lot of it. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He can't. Of course, Lindsey Graham, let's not forget, in 2016, he tweeted, if we nominate Trump, as a matter of fact, we have Lindsey with us.
Oh, hi.
That's your little tweet there from 2016,
hey,
Lindsey.
Hey, girl.
Mm-hmm. If we nominate Trump, we will get destroyed. Dot, 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 dot. Not my ladybugs, just dots. And we will deserve it.
And you will deserve it. Again, perhaps that's why he likes working for Donald Trump, supporting Donald Trump, because it gives him that political power bottom feeling.
But remember on January 6th at night after the insurrection happened and all the senators were on the floor making their speeches? I mean, Lindsey almost had a coming to God moment where he was basically like, hell, I tried. We gave it a shot. I'm disappointed Biden won too, but we got to move on. And then it was like, okay, so he had that moment, but then the next day he was being hounded by Trump supporters at the airport.
Yep.
And by Sunday on Chris Wallace, it was right back to the election was stolen and we all need to get ready to fight back against the Biden agenda.
Absolutely. All right. So let's play Lindsey Graham talking about Donald Trump and the party and what we have to look forward to here. As again, right after this cycle in November is done, Donald Trump will be announcing, or perhaps even slightly before. We just don't know. Either way, just assume it's coming, much like Lindsey, if he looks at a poster of Matt Gaetz shirtless. Okay, let's play some Lindsey.
If you think Trump is bad for the party, I disagree with you. I think President Trump is good for the party.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me tell you why.
Please.
Yeah. President Trump has gotten people who wouldn't give me or Romney or anybody else the time of day. They believe that he is on their side. You know, what happened with me and Trump, Larry? Well, we found common ground. You know, I was one of the 16 guys that ran against him. And if you don't remember, it's really not your fault. It didn't last that long on my part.
I remember. I interviewed you on another network.
Yeah, so I'm going to close with this thought. Well, what happened?
But you're moving towards redemption. Beautiful.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying. I'm trying to move toward a strong America, and he's the vehicle to get us there.
Oh, my God.
So here's what I'm trying to do. After I lost, I took my loss. You know, he beat my brains out. Who am I to give him advice? Then we went over to the White House. We had dinner, and we started playing golf. And here's what happened.
Is that what they call it?
We found something in common. I've come to like him, and he likes him.
I've come to like him. Jesus, Lindsey.
Even he knew what he did there.
And that gets us through 18 holes. We'll play.
It writes itself.
Wow.
It really does.
Holy moly.
That's why his nickname in Congress is 18 Holes. Yeah, Lindsey 18 Holes Graham.
My God,
what an unbelievable and utter cuck.
Yeah, that was impressive view by cuck standards.
It really was. So we're seeing now the people that are going to circle the wagons around support and to secure the safety of Donald Trump. We're seeing them now start to hedge their political bets.
Right.
And we'll see how this plays out again after the midterms going toward the next presidential election, which I know so many people, if you have a gun nearby, put it away. But the election process has begun. And we're seeing the politicians act accordingly.
Yeah. It's supposed to start after the midterm election. That's really
supposed to start like six. You know, in the UK, they got 6 months before the election. Because what else do you need to know about these freaking people? Right. They tweet every GD thought that they have anyway.
Yes.
6 months out. That's all it takes because there's no time for them to even govern. But now every time they do govern, everything that they do pass, for the most part, sucks anyway. So maybe that's a good thing. I don't freaking know.
Right. I mean, January, February, of the year after the midterms, the year before the presidential elections. That's when, that's your sweet spot. That's when Obama announced, that's what Kamala announced, that's when, again, that's what you usually do. You, your party needs to wait and see how the midterms went before you can really fully announce anything.
Right.
So again, like we've said on the show before, Trump saying that he's going to do a mid-fall announcement to basically launch his 2024 presidential campaign before his handpicked candidates like Dr. Oz and J.D. Vance and Herschel Walker even have a chance to win in November. It's risky territory.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's move on to the Democrats a little bit. I want to do one diss, and then I want to do one praising. Now, this is not about the pronoun situation. You tell me what you want me to call you, and I will do my GD darndest to call you whatever
that's
you want.
That's your name, whatever you want
I
to
don't
be.
Care. Yeah. It's when it gets to the political level that it becomes pandering, and it makes me a little bit upset. Kamala Harris, her approval ratings are in the dumps. Joe Biden, currently 75% of Democrats don't want him to seek re-election. He hasn't exactly been stellar. Of course, for anyone that voted for him, they know he was the stopgap between fascism and a democracy in this republic of ours. I just want to hear your thoughts on Kamala Harris. She's giving a speech. This is about Roe v. Wade, which is, don't get in the way of this. Roe v. Wade should be a massive political firestorm for the left. The fact that they stripped that right away is enough to activate anyone who loves freedom.
Yes.
That happens to be left-leaning or even center-right.
Right, right.
But this is Kamala Harris talking at an event where she introduces herself in this way, and I just want to hear your guys' thoughts on, we'll just play it.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time.
Yes.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
Okay, so all she just did was throw red meat to the right. And that's what fucking annoys me so much. Just get out, because the people who do, you know, the she or the pronouns, oh, great.
Right.
Also, we know.
Right.
If she, like, had some different pronouns, I'd be like, oh, oh that's news to me.
Here, I'm letting you know my pronouns. Please use them. Right.
But it's not that. And it just comes across as pandering. And then if you are someone who is on the right, you're not going to listen to anything else she says.
Right.
And that's what aggravates me when it comes to people in the on the left just getting in their own way. Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade.
Right.
It is very easy.
Huge.
Stay focused. Stay focused on what matters. Stay focused on education. Stay focused on the fact that kids are scared to go to school because they don't want to get shot by a goddamn AR-15. And those are political winners across the board.
Right. Yes. I mean, even right now, I sent you guys a clip before the show. Yeah. Mothers Against Greg Abbott, which I love.
A great clip. A great ad. A devastating ad.
Yeah. And their acronym is MAGA, which is fun, too, because they're kind of like trolling the whole thing. But yeah, like we've talked about, that the Roe v. Wade has unleashed a brand new force for Democrats, basically. Again, it's independents, it's center-right leaning Republicans, women in the suburbs who have voted Republican before. They will now actively not just vote Democrat to preserve their right to get an abortion, but campaign and volunteer and donate. I mean, you can see it already. A lot of analysis from experts has shown that more people are getting involved because of what happened in Roe v. Wade. And you see that in races, even in Ohio, but even Texas. So take that political football, if you want to think of it that way, and run with it. You don't need to trip over your own legs here. I do think, Fernando, you pointed out with Kamala in this situation, it was a speech for Americans with disabilities. So
she's trying to be inclusive.
You have to identify what you look like because some people are listening only.
Oh, that's why she did. Woman in the back with the
blue suit, like that. But in terms of the pronouns, like we've already seen. To your point, Ben, that this is just red meat for the right. Lauren Boebert tweeted, okay, but what is a woman?
And that's the Ketanji Brown thing. Remember, oh, are you a biologist? What is a woman?
Because
just say, hey, some women need abortions. You know,
right.
Again, it's just, I get what she was trying to do, but your vice president, you are talking about Roe v. Wade. focus, Mike, dude.
Let's just get
focus. Yeah, we know you are she/her. We know you're wearing a blue suit. And Ben pointed this out to me. Remember where she comes from. Remember who she used to be in California.
Attorney General.
Why weren't you inclusive then? Why were you putting, you know, she/hers in jail back then? Why were you putting, again, that's what it's about.
And mm-hmm. one of the most disgusting things that she passed in 2010, she made it a misdemeanor for parents whose children missed 10% of the school year. They got a $2,000 fine and they got jail or they got both.
Wow.
And she was not a progressive prosecutor because you can't be. It's the Black Klansman bit from the old Chappelle show.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be.
Right.
It's impossible to be a progressive prosecutor because
you're a prosecutor. You're literally prosecutor. Putting people in jail.
Right. And this really dogged her campaign, I remember, in 2020. I mean, again, because progressives were just really against her record when she was attorney general, when she was a county prosecutor. So yeah, you gotta be careful this stuff. I would also like to point out that our old pal MTG had
Marjorie
her own
Taylor Greene
parody introduction that she unveiled, and it goes a little something like this. I am Marjorie Taylor Greene. I am a woman, I am a mother, and I am sick of this shit.
All right.
Okay. I don't recall.
Again, it's just now Marjorie Taylor Greene isn't talking about the fact she wants to make America a theocracy.
Right.
Right.
Right. Stay focused on how psycho these people are.
Mm-hmm.
They literally want to bring us back to an era that in their minds was better than it is now, which we can look back at the 50s and the 60s with rose-colored glasses, but it was hellacious for a lot of people. Mm. The 70s,
right.
Vietnam.
Right. Right.
This is like this whole idea that we're going to go back and make America great again.
To who?
We're a work in progress.
Right, right, right.
Emphasis on progress.
Yes. And like Fernando said, to who?
To who?
To who?
I mean, if I go back 100 years, I promise America ain't going to be that great to me.
Oh, so. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Derek, because of my German nationality, they won't be very nice to me either.
Hey, oh. Again.
Hey, with my Scottish nationality.
They treated my ancestors a little rough. What were they, Nazis?
Maybe.
With Miss Harris, it's just like, what have you done? It's like every time you see her in public, it's not good. Nothing's sticking. She's not delivering. She's just not doing it.
Right.
And then Biden isn't.
Right. No,
it is not great.
Yeah. I just don't know how to say it without saying it, but it's a shit show. It's kind of a shit show.
And Democrats, obviously, I think the disapproval ratings for Biden right now are astronomical, and that's among Democrats. But I agree with you, Fernando. Every time I've wanted Kamala to step up, she's a historic vice president. But every speech I see her give, it's like, does she know she's saying the words? She's going through the motions. And then I just always think back to her finding out that her and Joe won, where she's like, "We did it, Joe.
Right? We did it, Joe.
But what'd you do? I don't know what they did.
You gotta be more charming than Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, please.
Come on, people.
I mean, at this point, I want her to just be what every MAGA thought you were going to be, some raging woman of color. I mean, just something, have passion. You're a vice president,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. And again, the people that need to be in the crosshairs metaphorically of the left or rational Republicans are people like the Attorney General in Indiana, mm-hmm. Todd Rokita.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to prosecute Dr. Caitlin Bernard for giving a much needed abortion to a 10-year-old girl who was raped. My God, that focus.
Right.
I mean, we've just been shitting all over the Republicans, and rightfully so, or the Trump wing of the mm-hmm. Republican Party, which is a large wing of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
To say a positive about them, even though it's innately negative, they are loyal.
They
focus.
Stick with the, yes.
Focus.
They have a plan and they deliver every chance they get.
They made
tweet,
up a lie
speech.
About the election being stolen
and
they're
then
focused
they
on it.
With it.
And
yeah.
If you're on the left or a rational Republican, you don't even got to make up the lie. You just focus
right.
on rights, freedom, and the ability to be in charge of your own body.
Yeah, it's a political winner. The Democrats just need to hone the message. Stay true to it, like you said.
Yep.
Focus, focus, focus till November, because at this point, you know, I have Democrat friends who are just, they agree that at this point in the game, you need more Democrats first, better Democrats later. But right now, you got to get the numbers so you hold on to the House and you hold on to the Senate.
Because God knows what's going to happen. You think you're going to codify gay marriage? good effing luck. All right. Well, one candidate that I think is doing a great job, I keep on harping on him? No, I keep on liking him, is Fetterman.
Yeah.
Now, Fetterman, he makes me laugh because he's going against Dr. Oz, and Dr. Oz is such a horrible candidate. Again, he's not from Pennsylvania, and he's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. And John Fetterman, his campaign, is doing a fairly good job of playing the troll game, but really doing it in a way where he's just using Dr. Oz against Dr. Oz, because Dr. Oz is the shell of a man who has no idea what the hell he actually stands for other than his own celebrity and making money.
Right, yes. And of course, Dr. Oz, who is a doctor, seems to be actively making fun of Fetterman for not being out in public, but that's because Fetterman had a stroke. So your doctor is making fun of the guy who's recovering from a stroke, because the guy who had the stroke is literally so much better than the doctor.
Also, Dr. Oz, a man who's known for InfoWars-like products himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Being, the first time I met him, the only thing he told me to do was never eat breakfast.
Oh.
So this is a clip from New Jersey's own Stevie Van Zandt, and he's got a special message for Dr. Oz. Of course, the play is that Dr. Oz is from New Jersey and not Pennsylvania. And I also love that Fetterman, yes, he's using celebrity endorsements, air quotes, but they are true to Pennsylvania. Stevie Van Zandt, Snooki, you know, these are people that for some reason, it moves the needle to me.
Yeah.
This is the E Street Band. This is Stevie Van Zandt, a man whose solo career was exceptionally political, believe it or not.
Right. Yes, that's right. That's right. This is a masterful troll move by the Fetterman campaign. They're just getting cameos. Like, they got the Snooki from Cameo, and now they've got Stevie from Cameo, but they're ordering them for Dr. Oz as New Jersey-specific cameos. It's a great bit.
It's brilliant.
It's a great bit by Fetterman's campaign.
Hit him at home. You know, literally.
Let's play a clip from Stevie Van Zandt.
Yo, Dr. Oz, Stevie VZ here. What are you doing in Pennsylvania? Everybody knows you live in New Jersey and you're just using your in-laws' address over there.
Oh, wow.
You do not want to mess around with John Fetterman. Trust me, he's a little out of your league. Oh. Nobody wants to see you get embarrassed. So come on back to Jersey where you belong, and we'll have some fun. Now we'll go to the beach, we'll go surfing, you know, come on.
That was funny.
I love it.
Because it's it's not like super mean. He's not like, you're a pedophile who wants to see all children dead.
Right.
He's just like, hey, buddy, come back.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah, No, I love it. And Fetterman's campaign is also doing other masterful troll campaigns. Obviously, there's been a bit of a Twitter war between Fetterman and Dr. Oz that Fetterman's just dominating. Because, again, Dr. Oz's go-to seems to make fun of Fetterman for hiding in his basement. But Fetterman is recovering from a stroke, and he is actually doing lots of active campaigning. Mm-hmm. My favorite is that they're buying a billboard that goes by that bridge where if you're driving from New Jersey into Pennsylvania, that's where the billboard will be. And they're basically doing a welcome back to Pennsylvania where you're not from Dr. Oz billboard right there. So Dr. Oz has to see it every time he goes and quote unquote campaigns.
Absolutely. Welcome back to New Jersey, Dr. Oz. All right. Well, just lastly, in interesting news, Paul Whelan, he was a man who's been held hostage in Russia for years. Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, who has now been held hostage for multiple months in New Jersey. There is a prisoner exchange underway by the Biden administration. Whelan and Griner will be traded, to stick with sports analogies, I suppose, for Victor Bout. Now, Victor Bout, again, the mercenary of death. This is a substantial development. Secretary of State Antony Blinken talks about it. We got some sound here. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm fine with it to bring these people back. I still think it's better than the Bo Bergdahl trade, because Bo Bergdahl, of course, deserted this country and we gave up five highly trained terrorists, two or three of which went back to the battlefield. it is what it is, but something had to be done, and I hope that this goes off without a hitch. But let's play Blinken talking about this newest development.
In the coming days, I expect to speak with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov for the first time since the war began. I plan to raise an issue that's a top priority for us. The release of Americans Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner, who've been wrongfully detained and must be allowed to come home. We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. Our governments have communicated repeatedly and directly on that proposal. And I'll use the conversation to follow up personally and, I hope, move us toward a resolution.
Can you talk about why you would make such an important, why you would put what you call a substantial offer on the table?
We have two objectives. We, of course, want to see those who are wrongfully detained be released and be able to return home. At the same time, it's important that we work to reinforce the global norm against arbitrary detentions, against what is truly a horrific practice. So we're working concertedly on both. We demonstrated with Trevor Reed, who came home a few months ago, that the president is prepared to make tough decisions if it means the safe return of Americans. At the same time, we are working with partners around the world to use all of the relevant tools at our disposal, including some that were announced just recently in executive order that the president released, to respond to and impose costs on those who engage in this practice. And I believe we can actually fulfill both imperatives.
Now, of course, the tricky thing here is we are dealing with terrorists, mm-hmm. and we have allowed for the trade to go on. But these are the tough decisions that have to be mm-hmm. made. At the end of the day, it's better to have Whelan and Griner back.
Yeah.
And the Merchant of Death can go... Merchant of Death stuff. Or perhaps the CIA could pop him in the head whenever they want also.
Sure, yeah. So, especially if he ends up in Ukraine somehow. And...
Yes, but these are tough decisions. You don't want to be seen as negotiating with terrorists. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is, and I think at the end of the day, it's the right decision.
Right.
And I think if you're Whelan and Griner's family, it is a good day for them, and I hope it all works out. Politically, if the Biden administration is smart, they could use this as a positive. But of course, most likely it'll be used by the right as well to say, see, mm-hmm. he gave up the merchant of death for a pot-smoking lesbian.
And
a Marine who got caught. We don't like Marines who got caught.
They're Satan. That's a Satan that reminds me, that offends me. This tall basketball player smoking weed offends me.
Whatever you do today, don't go to a local store and just start attacking employees who are making minimum wage. Oh, just trying to make ends meet.
Whatever flags they have there, just,
Is what it is. Get your pet food. Go take care of your animals. And again, for that man that was at that PetSmart.
Get that gerbil up your ass again, pal.
Absolutely. Relax.
You're a real asshole without it.
Relax. Look at that fucking mustache on that douchebag.
I'm here to get another gerbil. Sir, it's your third time here in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Please, Lord. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you're doing well out there. We'll be back a little bit later on this week. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you some more news that's going on. Also, we have some more January 6th stuff. Mm. We try to just do it sparingly because I don't want to hit people over the head with it because, again, there's a lot going on.
Right.
And you don't just want to focus on one thing because media is doing that now again, and there's a lot of other things out there. But the interesting thing with the Jan 6th, we'll talk a little bit about the Secret Service. Mm-hmm. Some deleted texts that are kind of interesting.
Spooky.
You just wonder how deep this stuff goes.
I don't even delete text from you. Why would they
don't even delete it from me? Why did you say it like
I'm
that?
You're not even the president. Why would you delete text from
I know.
They know they did wrong.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Hail yourselves. We'll talk to you soon.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.